A long time ago, there was a old man who would sit by the fire every night and look out his window, staring longingly at the lake that was in his backyard. And this man would stare out at the lake and think of the many trips he took on his ship on the sea and the oceans. And he'd think back to a time when he was the captain of a ship called the Pelican. He was a very stern captain. He'd like to get mad at his shipmates and tell them what to do. Tell them all the chores they'd have to do all day long.
And one winter evening, he was looking out onto the lake and he realized that it started to freeze over. Sadness took over the old man named Carl, the captain. And poor old Carl thought about how this reflected on his career as a captain of the sea, how the sea was so rough and took so much from him, and now maybe it was his time to start to freeze over, just like the lake. He didn't really realize how frozen it was until he saw a young child walking out towards the lake with skates. And he sat down beside the lake and put on his skates and started to skate right across. Well, Carl immediately got really upset and ran outside to make sure the little boy was okay. And the little boy started laughing and said, "No, I'm out here all the time lately." Carl realized, how long has the lake been frozen? And the little boy goes, "For months." And then Carl realized, "I haven't been outside in a really long time." And the little boy looked at him and winked. And Carl realized this little boy looked familiar. Too familiar.
Carl wondered where the missing months had went. He puzzled over the mystery of the boy. He puzzled over the mystery of the missing months as he threw another log on the fire. It was cold. Cold enough to freeze the lake solid. He thought about the boy, and he let his mind drift back to his days on the sea and on the ocean, and realized... He thought back to his days on the high seas, and he remembered where he'd seen the boy previously. It was the son of the bartender from his ship. For he was the captain of a Caribbean cruise. It was a happy cruise. It was a Calypso cruise. But he was known as the harsh Calypso captain. And as he thought more and more, he remembered why this boy had such an impact on his life. Because the first time he set eyes on this boy, the boy smiled at him. And his sternness had to give way. And he actually smiled back, which was big news in the Caribbean cruise community. Because his heart had opened up to somebody, and he smiled for the first and only time. Back to you, Colleen.
So one evening, Carl went out to the frozen lake, and the little boy was out skating, and he told the little boy, I've met you before. It sounded a lot scarier when he said it, because Carl is a really angry captain, but I'm just saying. And the little boy laughed, and he goes, I know. And he goes, I just can't remember your name. And the little boy goes, oh, well, it's the same as my mom's. And he goes, Your name's the same as your mom's? Yes, you worked with her on the Caribbean cruise. I'm sure you remember her name. She talks about you all the time. Oh, the captain got very confused and very upset and embarrassed and didn't remember her name. So he immediately said, well, yes, why don't you just come in for some hot chocolate, and thought he could buy some time with the little boy, and maybe the little boy would slip and say his mother's name so he could remember his mother's name.
So the little boy and Carl walk back into Carl's house, and Carl put another log on the fire, and he put on a kettle and made some hot chocolate. And the little boy sat there and looked at what Carl looked at every day, the frozen lake. And he turned to Carl and said, "Why didn't you go skating?" Carl said, "Well, I don't know how." So the little boy said, "Well, I could teach you one day." Carl said, "That might be nice." He still had no idea what the kid's name was. And so the evening grew later and later, and the little boy said it was probably time that he went home. And so he walked back out into the snow and put his skates back on and walked back out on the ice, and Carl went back to whatever he was doing earlier in the evening. And then he heard a scream. He looked out the window and couldn't see the little boy at all. There was a hole in the ice.
He was frantic. He didn't know what to do. He wasn't used to cold water. He was used to the Caribbean. So he grabbed the first thing he could see, his fishing rod, and he went running out to the ice lake, and he cast his line. But alas, it did not fall into the water, because the ice had frozen over already.
Oh, no.
It was a very, very cold day. So Carl decided that this was the time, this was the place for him to be the hero that he'd always wanted to be. He dove into that water and discovered how shallow it actually was. He grabbed the boy and pulled him out from underneath the ice, and they stood there staring at each other. Carl with this fishing rod, the boy with only one skate on, because he had taken the other one off to try and cut his way free. He stared at the boy. The boy stared back. And Carl was saddened for a moment. He looked at the boy and he said, "Well, I feel that we know each other pretty well now, but I'm embarrassed to say I don't know your mother's name." The boy said, "That's okay. It's been a long time." And he introduced himself to Carl. He said, "Hi, my name is..."
"Isis." And Carl thought, "Isis, I do remember her from the cruise ship." Carl was in love with Isis, and they had a magical affair somewhere around the Florida Keys. And that's when he realized why the little boy looked so familiar to him. It was Carl's son, who lived just across the lake his whole life. And it took that winter to freeze over the lake to bring them together.
End.
We have to die because his name is Isis.
That was beautiful.
Isis.
That was beautiful.
His name was Isis.
Isis. Oh, that was a long story.
Well, it did.